From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Violence at a Trump rally provides strong fodder for his opponents. U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump denounced a mass protest against him in Chicago last night as a disgrace and a planned attack. But his main Republican Party opponent said Saturday the tone of the Trump campaign triggers such disruptions. Trump said his supporters were taunted and harassed by the outburst Friday evening in Illinois, which he said was professionally done. As Trump moved to a campaign rally in the state of Ohio, some of his challengers spoke out against him. One was John Kasich, a Republican challenger and the governor of the state of Ohio.
Donald Trump has created a toxic environment. And the toxic environment has allowed his supporters and those who sometimes seek confrontation to come together in violence. There is no place for this. There is no place for a national leader to prey on the fears of people who live in our great country.
Senator Marco Rubio of Florida said at a campaign event Saturday, last night in Chicago, we saw images that make America look like a third world country.
This is a troubling trend that's coming out of the left, that they think they can just disrupt any event that there's a speaker they don't agree with. But I think we also have to look at the rhetoric coming from the front runner in the presidential campaign. This is a man who in rallies has told the supporters to basically beat up the people who are in the crowd and he'll pay their legal fees. Someone who's basically encouraged people in the audience to rough up anyone who stands up and says something he doesn't like.
Rubio and Kasich both are hoping to defeat Trump in their home states to prevent him from widening the lead he now holds in delegates pledged to support him. This is VOA News.